Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, joined by a special guest. He's a former standout Pella State track and field champion and also a multiple-time All-State football player who has now finished his collegiate football career and has some big dreams about what could be next. It's Cody Heisman joining us. Cody, first of all, last time we talked on the air, you just won a national championship with North Dakota State, and then you made some big switches in your football career to finish things off. First of all, let our listeners know what you've been up to these last couple months leading up to finishing your collegiate football career.
You know, I switched up and went to Virginia Tech for my last season, and you know, it was a great season. I mean, we had a lot of fun. You know, still we went 3-9, but it was still a very enjoyable time in my career to go play college football at the Power Four level. And now, since I've been done, just working out and training for hopefully the pros.
Well, and you blink and it kind of goes by, right? You're graduating from Pella High School just a few short years ago, and then obviously went on to have a lot of fun up at North Dakota State, and then, as you mentioned, to Virginia Tech. What's it like now to be on the other side of this, knowing that your collegiate football career is done and that you've gotten an opportunity within that to play at, you know, big stage, right? National championship stage, and then obviously this year in that Power Four level.
You know, it was awesome. I mean, just looking back at my college career, I mean, it's time to be done now with college, and I wouldn't trade it for the world, though. I mean, the days went by so fast, but I mean, just playing college football, I can't thank it enough.
Well, and for you, you know, obviously I knew you and got to know you pretty well in high school through covering things. And then it's a pretty formative stage for a lot of people in their lives, right? To go from being 18 years old and have a high school diploma to now being 23 and having a college diploma. How do you think you've grown these last 4 to 5 years, not only as an athlete, but certainly as a person? And what have you learned about, you know, Cody yourself as now a young adult and the lessons that college football taught you?
You know, just from when I graduated high school to now, I think I've changed a lot as a person. I'm still same old Cody, but I've definitely been a lot better than I used to be in areas of my life. And all the coaches I had at North Dakota State for the last 4 years, I mean, they really molded me into who I am. Coach Kramer is one that comes to mind right away. I mean, he's my lifting coach, and he instilled a lot of discipline in me. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for the whole 4 years he gave me. Even now, he still lets me come back and work out with him. So he's a great mentor to a lot of young kid players. And, you know, now it's all over and I'm done. I'd say I wouldn't be the same person I am without college football.
We're with Cody Heisman, a Pella High School standout graduate who just finished up his college football career at Virginia Tech and got some big things to talk about in a second. Now, what's been interesting about this transition from when you joined North Dakota State as a freshman to now leaving Virginia Tech is the world of NIL and the world that college football has completely shifted its foundation, going from a purely amateur model with its athletes to now having opportunities to be paid. And then, of course, the new changes coming this year, following this year with some of those things. What's it been like for you to kind of go through that, especially as a high-level player and one who I know obviously has big goals after this? And what was that like to be right in the middle of a change that was being talked about by everybody?
Yeah, I mean, being in the middle of the change was crazy. It was something I don't think college football should have it, but now that it does, it's part of the game, and they're going to have to adjust. I think they're going to have to make contracts out of it. But when I entered the portal last year, it was probably the most crazy week for me, week or two, just trying to decide like what's going to be the best fit for me as a player, and you know, not looking at contracts, deals that they're making, and just choosing like a spot that would be good for me. And I mean, it was a crazy time, a lot of calls, a lot of everything, and then just finally went out to Virginia Tech, met my D-line coach JC Price, and you know, he's a great coach, really enjoyed him, and decided to commit there.
Well, and I think what's so fascinating is, and you told me this, you've had an agent now for multiple years, and I don't think a lot of people understand that pre-NIL rules, a lot of that stuff couldn't happen until you were off of campus or until you had graduated or played your final snap. I mean, it's obviously created some opportunity for you to have that as well, and it's been positive for you specifically. But what has that been like to even know that, you know, people who are your age and now younger are getting agents involved in the process? And what's that been like to learn about the business side of football maybe earlier than your predecessors, right? Like 10 years ago, you weren't worried about that till you graduated. Now here you are part of your decision, I'm sure, was like, okay, there's a business aspect involved.
Yeah. I mean, before, like, if you were to tell me freshman year of college that I'd be having an agent and I'd be going around to go play Power Four football with them, like, I would tell you, you're lying. But now that, I mean, I had one for the last, year and a half or so, it's been great to have him as a help and, like, a mentor as well and just, like, help me through things. And, you know, I mean, I think it's crazy. There's some kids are getting agents when they're barely 18 and stuff. So I think college football has changed a lot, but I still think it will be for the better. They just got to figure out how to control it a little more in the next couple of years.
Here with Cody Heisman, a former Pella standout athlete who just finished his collegiate football career. And so now it's been several years since you were a Drake Relays champion and got to be a thrower. And obviously all the great success you have with Coach McKinstry. And I know we got to interview you about a year ago about Jay retiring. But what's it like? You've been home now for a while, I guess is what I'm getting at. And now you've been back around again. And I know you still have some connections, especially with the throwing program. What's it been like to kind of check in on what's been happening here in little old Pella, Iowa, since you've been gone? And how fun is it to kind of reconnect to your roots here over the holidays before you get set for a really fun journey?
You know, it's been great. I mean, I got to work out in the new Pella weight room, so that was pretty fun. I went out there with the principal, actually, Mr. Manning, and then also just seeing some old coaches as well, going out to breakfast and stuff here at Windmill Cafe. And you know, it's been great to be back home and just connecting with all the people that helped me get to where I am today.
And how fun has it been? I know I ask all you throwers this, to see that incredible legacy that had continued, right, since you graduated and you had some school records that you set and I know worked hard to set that have been touched and since broken. How cool is that to see those guys thriving, whether it's been Hanson or Brandon up at Iowa State and what they're doing, and then obviously now Reagan kind of inheriting things when he was the little kid that was out there at the throwing circle. And how fun is that to see this incredible legacy continue with the Pella throwing program in particular?
You know, I think it's awesome. It's a testament to Coach Anderson, and like just seeing Hanson King succeed at Iowa State, same with Brandon Fisher, and them go Division I to go throw. I found that awesome to see our program doing that, and then now to see Reagan Anderson, just seeing him around, just he's gotten a lot bigger than he used to be. I mean, I remember when he was in eighth grade, seventh grade, and I was throwing in high school. He was a little guy, and then he kept lifting, kept working. I'm excited to see what he can do this year.
And beyond that, too, even your football roots, right? You're a football guy, and how cool is it to have seen the team, I know from afar, but to see that, you know, Coach Ballard taking over now and to see the success going back to the Dome again and to see that Pella football is still alive and well.
No, it's awesome. Seeing that program make it up and go to the Dome again, make it to the championship game. I mean, just making it to the championship game is awesome on its own, and it's a hard thing to do. Winning is hard, and I'm very impressed with their program.
Here with Cody Heisman, a former Pella standout, just wrapped up his football career at Virginia Tech and the collegiate side. And I've emphasized the word collegiate a lot because you've got some big goals, and there's not many football players. There's many who try, but there's not many who get themselves even to this stage. And so for our listeners who don't know, what are you going to be working on to maybe potentially play in the NFL one day?
You know, I'll be working out these next couple weeks, then I'll be going out and put to Orlando to play a bowl game. It's for the seniors of college, and then after that, for the next 2 months, I'll be in Nashville working out for the pro day or combine. That's what it'd be called.
And not every player gets that opportunity. When did you start realizing this was at least a possibility? It's still obviously a lot of work to do, and there's a challenge of even getting drafted, let alone signed. But for you, when did it become a reality of, hey, I've got a shot at this?
I think my last year at NDSU, just how I played there and the way agents talk, and then I've had, you know, a couple players that played in the NFL as well at NDSU that talked to me and, you know, just said, like, you just got to keep working, keep your head down, and you do what's right. And then, you know, obviously when I left playing in P4 football and playing a lot of snaps as well and seeing that I could compete against these guys is what gave me the confidence to say that I could probably do it.
Well, and we, for the interest of your own sake, we won't mention, but you have been talked to by some teams, and I know that we won't specify who, but just how cool is that as a kid who grew up loving football and being a part of the sport and maybe one day wanting to play collegiate football to be talked to by actual NFL organizations and to be in a process where, you know, in 2026, you realistically could be on somebody's roster before training camp?
You know, I think it's a blessing. You know, it's something I've always wanted when I was growing up. I've always played, whenever I played football, I was like, I just realized this is what I want to do. You know, you might not be the most athletic guy, the best, strongest guy, but, you know, I've put in a lot of work over these years just for this opportunity, and just to even have the opportunity alone is more than enough.
Well, and I think you've appreciated it, and you were telling me before, that's just how rare it is for anybody, let alone, you know, to get to this point. How much do you appreciate that, knowing that, again, there are hundreds of guys that are in your shoes that wish they would get a phone call from an NFL team, but here you are playing in a Senior Bowl and have an opportunity to develop your stock before potentially even an NFL draft spot?
You know, I appreciate it all. I mean, as I said again, like, there's nothing more, like, I wanted, like, when I was young. This is what I want to do, and I can't be more grateful.
Well, and I got to see a really neat picture that your mom shared on social media, that your family's still a big part of this. I covered your brother's Appellate Christian before this, and despite the fact that you guys have kind of scattered across the country, seems like you guys are still close. How neat is that to still have a piece of home with you and to still be very close to your family? Because, again, they all came out for your senior day at Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I think my parents made out to all my last 2 years, all my games. And, you know, I think that's really, really awesome that my family came out for that. And then my brothers have been to a lot of my games over the last 2 years as well. And just having that connection with my family, I mean, family's everything to me. And just to be able to have them around has been great.
What are you looking forward to most about these next couple months, whether it's the Senior Bowl or anything like that? And just how excited are you to give this a shot, right? And who knows, in June, you may not hear a single phone call and you're having to go into the workforce, but how much are you just looking forward to embracing this opportunity to potentially one day play professional football?
I'm just so excited to go see what the process is like. I mean, I know it's going to be a whirlwind. I mean, there's going to be a lot of things I'm going to have to do. I'll be busy probably 6 out of the 7 days a week. But there's nothing more I'd rather be doing for the next 3 months and just to see what can happen with this opportunity.
The one and only Cody Heisman, a former state shot put champion and a former all-state football player for the Dutch, who since finished his collegiate career and is pursuing life in the NFL. Cody, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your time today.
Yep, thank you.